A fragile ecosystem, teeming with life and crucial for the city's very survival, stands on the precipice of destruction. Deepay Bheel, Assam's only Ramsar-designated wetland, is under threat from illegal earth cutting at the Kalshila wetland, a hydrologically connected site in Guwahati. Since early February 2026, organized groups have been operating JCB excavators at night, extracting and commercially selling topsoil via dumper trucks. This activity defies a Guwahati High Court order, district prohibitory orders, and Assam Forest Department regulations. The crisis at Kalshila wetland is a stark illustration of the governance failure that plagues our country. Multiple agencies are involved, but none has the necessary enforcement authority. Court orders exist, but they're not being enforced at the field level. Night operations evade monitoring, and economic incentives for middlemen fuel the organized racket. This is not an isolated incident. Similar challenges are being faced at other ecologically sensitive urban wetlands such as Mumbai's Are, Chennai's Pallikaranai Marsh, and Bengaluru's Bellandur Lake. Deepay Bheel, with its rich biodiversity, serves as a natural flood buffer for Guwahati, absorbing monsoon runoff before it can inundate the city. The 2022 and 2023 Guwahati floods were partly attributed to the degradation of wetland buffer capacity. The Bheel is a critical wintering ground for migratory waterfowl on the Central Asian Flyway, and the Bear's Pochard, one of the world's most critically endangered ducks, overwinters here. Historical records document over 200 bird species using the Bheel, and it supports traditional artisanal fisheries for local communities, particularly the Boro and other indigenous groups around the Bheel. The Wetlands, Conservation and Management, Rules, 2017, under the Environment Protection Act, are India's primary domestic instrument for wetland protection. Key provisions include state wetland authorities regulating activities within wetland boundaries, prohibition on reclamation, encroachment, and solid waste dumping, and the requirement for wetland health monitoring. The National Plan for Conservation of Aquatic Ecosystems, NPCA, funds wetland conservation under the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, MOI-FCC. However, despite these regulations, the Kalshila wetland crisis persists. The Ramsar Convention, signed in 1971, is a global agreement for the conservation and sustainable use of wetlands. India has 85 Ramsar sites, with the Sundarbans being the largest. The Montreux record lists Ramsar sites under ecological threat, and two Indian sites, Kyoledyo NP and Loktak Lake, are currently on it. The Bear's Pochard, a critically endangered species, overwinters in Deepay Bheel, and the Central Asian Flyway passes through India, making it a crucial migratory route. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Deepay Bheel is located in southwestern Guwahati, Kamrup, Metro, District, Assam, and is India's only Ramsar site in Assam. It is connected to the Brahmaputra River system and serves as a flood buffer for Guwahati. The Bear's Pochard, a critically endangered species, overwinters in Deepay Bheel, and over 200 bird species use the Bheel. The Kalshila wetland crisis involves organized groups operating JCB excavators at night, extracting and commercially selling topsoil via dumper trucks, violating court orders, district prohibitory orders, and Assam Forest Department regulations. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The Kalshila wetland crisis and the Deepay Bheel ecosystem are crucial topics for the UPSC exams, particularly in GS2 and GS3. Understanding the importance of wetland conservation, the challenges faced by governance, and the relevance of the Ramsar Convention are essential for your preparation. Remember this number, 85, the total number of Ramsar sites in India. Note this carefully. The Wetlands, Conservation and Management, Rules, 2017, under the Environment Protection Act, are India's primary domestic instrument for wetland protection. The crisis at Kalshila wetland highlights the need for effective governance and the protection of our natural ecosystems. It is a stark reminder of the consequences of neglecting our environment and the importance of preserving our wetlands for future generations. As we move forward, it is crucial that we address these challenges and work towards a more sustainable future for our country.